Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
A whole bunch of people getting yourself all stressed out over Christmas, man. It's right around the corner here. Got to go on out to the mall today, fight the good fight. This many people to shop for at work and blah, 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 blah. Then, of course, you've got your wife and you got your husband and all that. There are some that just flat out decide, I'm not going to acknowledge it.
Right.
No presence in this house.
Mm-hmm.
No shortage of these calls. But if your husband or boyfriend just like, you know what? No. No Christmas, no birthdays, no nothing. Not in this house. Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I was actually calling because my husband and I, we're separated now, but we've been married for 3.5 years, and we've been together for 5. And at the time we've been together, he hasn't gotten me a single gift for birthday or Valentine's Day or Christmas or anything.
Now, is this something that he acknowledged in the front end of the relationship? Like, I just want to let you know, when it comes to gift giving, that's not about me, man. I acknowledge you all year long, so there is no special days for you.
No. He actually sometimes would talk ahead of time, like, I have a really good idea about something I'm going to get for your birthday, or I have a surprise, and then it just wouldn't happen.
Really?
So I don't know if he just, you know, decided, for either forgot and never got it, or just didn't want to spend the money, but I always got him gifts. And the crazy part is, a lot of his gifts he would complain about, like, they were the wrong size, or, you know, it wasn't exactly what he had said that he wanted, or something to that effect. So,
well, that's why y'all are separated.
Yeah, did he tell you before you got married that he was a giant a-hole?
Did that come No, he didn't. He didn't.
My feelings would be so hurt. It has nothing to do with the money. It's like we've said before about the effort, the creativity, I think, is so important. And so my feelings would be hurt if somebody just didn't want to make the effort whatsoever.
Well, what about, and then he complains about stuff. He doesn't buy her anything. And she's like, oh, really? You got me wool gloves? They're going to be scratchy.
All right, that was 3 years. Yeah. We could crush that. Hey, okay. Tim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm terrific. I went probably about 12 years.
Wow.
No present at all? We're just talking about Christmas.
Well, no presents at all. The first year we were married, for Christmas, I went out shopping and bought her a bunch of clothes, and I bought the wrong sizes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everything had to be taken back, and I was just like, you know what? Screw this.
And you never bought anything since then?
Well, we've been married 20 years now, and I started just giving her gift cards or stuff like Spasadel. Anniversaries, I would rent a cabin.
Okay,
this is good.
You're all right.
You're covered, man.
You're just scarred by the whole clothes sizing issue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you're covered. I mean, you're getting her something. You're acknowledging it somehow, some way.
Spasadel and cabins and stuff, that's fine.
You're solid.
Yeah, this just started probably within the past 5 years, 6 years.
No, look,
doing stuff.
For some of you, the gift certificate is a great way to go because you have such demanding wives or such demanding husbands, and you could see the disappointment in their face. You're like, screw it. I'm just going to give them a gift certificate and let them have the freedom of picking their own thing. Mm-hmm. I can understand that, man. Mm. Hey, Beth, don't go anywhere because I think you're going to be my closer, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. No, there's no way.
This music alone will put you in the Christmas gift-giving mood.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show, hi.
Thanks for bringing in the guitar.
Hey, I love you guys.
Thank you.
It's been at least 5 years since I've gotten a gift from my husband.
Anniversary.
anything.
Birthday.
Seriously.
Nothing. My last gift was a magazine rack for the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dang.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, but still, he wants to know what I'm going to get him. Every year, Christmas, anniversary, and all he gets from me now is a cold stare.
Good for you. I think that's the rule.
Oh, yeah.
I think the rule is for every special occasion that he doesn't acknowledge you and buy you a gift, you're allowed to have one affair.
Oh, okay. All right. And yeah, I'll let him know you said that.
All right, so if I'm counting right.
All right, thank you guys.
If I'm counting right, that's about 20 affairs for her. That'll stop it.
Now, what about the guy that she's having the affair with? Do they have to buy her something?
Well, no. If they... Well, he's giving her the gift of sex.
Okay. So as long as you're having sex with her... If you're a guy and you're having sex with a woman, you don't have to give her anything else.
That's plenty of gift, right?
You're giving her your love.
Good morning. Cool.
You're giving her that extra special gift.
Hey, Beth. Good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
It's been about 16 years since I received anything from my husband.
All right. Enough fun part of that. Now we're getting serious.
Burtish, put away the Casio.
16
shut out the
Java
music.
I mean, no birthday, no anniversary.
Nothing.
Christmas. Kwanzaa.
Nothing. But he expects something on his birthday, but I haven't got a thing in 16 years.
Now, how does he get away with that?
I've gotten at least a birthday card, but no present.
Now, do you get him gifts, though?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like to acknowledge, like, at least acknowledge him, but he doesn't acknowledge me.
What? That must be, I mean, I know you're smiling about it and all, but that must really bother you. Like, knowing on your birthday, there's going to be zero acknowledgement of it.
It sucks.
That does suck.
No, I'm about to fuss at you because if you would
get,
I'm about to fuss.
Gonna get southern
on you. I'm about to pitch a fit.
Uh-oh.
But seriously, why are you getting him gifts? Why you have accepted this exchange? Because you get him gifts and he doesn't get you any. That would not work in my house at all.
It's just something I've probably accepted now. You know, it's been 16 years.
Obviously not, because you're calling to talk about it. You're upset.
Are you having an affair on him?
Oh, God, no.
Because you're due 48. If I'm counting right, 16 years, and I'm just saying three special occasions a year, you are due 48 affairs.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with
what? Sounds
this
about right.
Is my husband. I've been with him since high school.
Yeah, well, you can start screwing around on him as soon as you guys graduated.
No.
That's jacked up, man.
Yeah, but this is... 16 years. Hopefully, maybe I'll get something for Christmas this year.
No, you're not.
I've been towards it.
You're not going to get anything.
Yeah, why are you even have your hopes up? I mean, it's your problem because he's shown you. At least he's been consistent.
Why do you do that? That's torturing yourself. Now, when you said he got you a card one time, what did the card say? Thanks?
No, it's like, happy birthday, how are you?
Are you kidding?
Yes.
This guy sucks. Your husband sucks.
Yeah, he blows.
In this area, your husband sucks.
But he thinks he's very, what's the word?
Feminine?
He thinks he acknowledges you all year long, right?
Exactly.
When is the last time that you felt acknowledged?
Probably the first year we're dating.
Oh. Do what my sister does and just buy yourself gifts and put them under the tree from him to you.
And then send him an invoice.
And yeah, exactly. Then have him reimburse you.
Do you want us to try to find a man to make love to? For you?
Yeah.
No, not for us.
We have 48 people we have to find. According to my calculations, we have to find an affair for the until March 3rd.
People are going to believe you now. Bert, I can't believe that you talk about how you're very serious about how people should be monogamous, but then all of a sudden somebody came. Mm-hmm. No, we don't need this anymore.
Stacey, if I don't buy you anything for Christmas, you're allowed to have an affair on me.
I would have an affair on you. There wouldn't be any allowing.
That's a deal.
What if you buy her stuff? Why
is that woman so happy?
What if you buy her stuff and she hates
it all? She's medicated.
Can she still have an affair on you?
If what?
If you buy her stuff, but she hates it.
Oh, no. So long as I got her something.
Oh,
I can just rest. Yeah, if I forget about it entirely, your birthday or whatever, entirely, go ahead. Have sex with somebody.
Oh, I would.
Here you go, Stacey. Here's your mini slinky.
Oh, my God.
I got you something. Keep your pants on.
Okay.
Hey, Rachel, go ahead.
Okay. So, I don't know your name. I don't know the situation. But
for 16 years. You're putting up with his ass. You need to say to him, listen up, buddy, I don't give a shit anymore. Oh, hey. I am
Merry
not going to buy you anything until you...
She's gone.
No, I'm here.
You just can't say the S word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because you're on the radio, and you probably have parents, and they don't admit to owning you right now.
I'd stay away from the F word also, and GD, and there's a whole bunch of them that I'd stay away from if I were you. But what you're saying is, you know what, get some guts. Talk to the guy, right?
Yeah, grow some.
Come on, Beth, now. I mean,
it's like, it don't matter if it's the woman or the man, but it's like, if it's the woman is not buying the man anything and the man's buying her something, no.
Look, maybe they've got it down. Maybe your husband has it down and the rest of the world doesn't. If you have been married 16 years, you have been married way longer than most people give it a try. So maybe the key to a healthy marriage is one person gives the gifts and the other one doesn't at all. Has anybody thought of that? A little out-of-the-box thinking for anybody?
I just think she's whacked.
No. It's working for her. She's been married 16 years. If you want to assure a healthy marriage, don't buy her a present for Christmas. That's what I'm hearing
absurd.
Thank you for sharing, Beth.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I focused in on something that Jen Hobby said earlier this morning that I'm curious if all of us and you guys listening have also. And Jeff's not in studio today because he was going to take the day off anyway. But he also said that last night, I think AC/DC was in town.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sold out. I mean, that's what I'm talking about right here, you know? It's probably a great show last night. And Jeff was thinking, you know what? I've got a day to burn. And AC/DC's going to be rocking out. So I'm going to go. I'm going to get my drink on. And I don't want to get up at 3:15 in the morning. So I'm not going to go in. And while Jeff might love AC/DC, Jen Hobby has had such a bad experience. Not directly with the band, but she can never listen to them the same way again.
Because my first love, my first boyfriend, this is like way back in high school, became what we call on the Burt Show is your antichrist, where you break up and you get back together and it's just this tumultuous thing, and they make you jealous and you love them and you hate them and the whole thing, right? Well, he was in love with this band, so he would listen to AC/DC all the time, and so I just have this bad connection with AC/DC, even though the music is great and everybody in the world loves it. I will always connect it to that guy and the horrible ending of that relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's just branded as like, oh, like makes my skin crawl.
So here's what I'm wondering. Have you guys been scarred so much? It doesn't have to necessarily be a band. It can be a hobby.
Sports team.
It could be a sports team. It could be a college that your ex was so into and forced down your throat so much, and the breakup was so bad that you absolutely can't enjoy whatever that thing is anymore.
Right.
For Jen, it's AC/DC here.
Yep.
For you guys, it could be anything. 404-741-Q100.
Yeah,
could be a movie.
It could be.
It could be
absolutely
anything.
Yeah. I probably had just had one relationship in which I was, you know, that I regret being a part of, to be honest with you. And she was a huge fan of the Kansas Jayhawks. So anytime Kansas does well or whatever, just bleh, hate that team.
That's
so a sports
awesome.
Team. Yeah. Kansas. I'm glad they're not in this conference because it'll whatever. So
mine is really it's an entire country, really. It is. Because I told you guys, I've mentioned Chandra before to you guys. She was my dating antichrist, and she was the girl that I dated for a year before I met Stacy. And it was an impossible relationship. Impossible. And she was just very fiery, and we argued all the time, and I hate her to this day. But she's from Guyana. And she's from a little town, or not a little town, a city in Guyana called Georgetown. So anytime I even hear the word Georgetown, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be the city in Guyana, it could be the university in Washington, D.C., my skin crawls, man. I hate Georgetown and I hate Guyana.
I mean, mine's really simple. Mine's the movie The Ringer. We used to watch it all the time, me and my Antichrist. So as funny as that movie is, as much as I'd love to, it's the one with Johnny Knoxville and they do the Special Olympics.
I don't think I saw that.
It's a really good movie, but I can't even watch it anymore, and I can't even laugh at the jokes because we watch it all the time.
It's
just connected so badly, and I really want to watch it, and I can't.
Hey, Erin, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
My ex-boyfriend used to force the University of Miami on me so bad that we would drive to Atlanta to go see games, and now whenever they're on TV, I refuse to watch.
Yeah. And how long ago was this relationship?
We dated for 9 years.
And how long ago?
Probably we've been broken up for 3 years now.
Yeah,
and
this is a stamp.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah. This is a connection stamp that will never, ever go away. Like anytime she hears University of Miami for the next 30 years, she will always hate them.
She can't even see orange and green together.
Yeah, it just brings back bad memories. It just is a symbol of just bad times. Ugh.
Ugh. Hey, Diana, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hate import cars. Like, the whole Fast and the Furious thing, it drives me crazy. If I see one going down the road, I just cringe.
And how bad was the breakup with the ex?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was lies and a mess and... Oh, it's just awful. And I've been away from him for 4 years, and I've been married for a year, and I still cannot stand to see one of those.
Yeah, I really think that these stand the test of time, that it doesn't matter how long you're talking about, that you will always have this hatred.
Yeah.
Always. Good morning to Craig. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm a musician. I've been in bands since I was 16. I had a high school sweetheart, and we used to play Extreme all the time. My band played it. We listened to it. It was our song.
Yeah.
Anytime that comes on, it just kills me. And, we broke up when I was 17. I'm 34 now. I don't think a day has gone by where I haven't think about it. I'm still in love.
Oh.
I tried to find her a million times on MySpace and Facebook and all that stuff, and I can't ever find her. So.
And how long ago was this relationship?
Gosh, I was 17 when we broke up, and I've been married twice and have a couple of kids, and every single day, even when my kids were born, I thought of her. You know?
Oh, wow. That's
and you don't know
right
where
there.
She is or anything?
I know that the last time I heard, she was still in, Plantation Davie, Fort Lauderdale, Florida area where I grew up, you know. But I hurt her pretty bad when I was, I was young and stupid. And, I chased her around and begged and everything for 6 months. She wouldn't have anything to do with me. And I ran off to the military and, I never came back.
Maybe there's a reason the relationships that he's tried to move on to haven't worked.
Because this one, Bert, is more than words.
Yeah.
And it's in my head.
Horrible.
Oh, this
horrible.
Is it right here.
Oh,
this is their song. We got to find this girl. We got to find her.
These dudes had hair like Rapunzel. Do you remember that?
It's really, really long.
For some reason, she, we were like disgusting in love,
Yeah.
But I like I said, I did something stupid and I hurt her.
Well, I mean, you're 17 years old, so.
I know, and that's, I've written her letters that I've never sent to her.
Oh, dude, you got it bad.
Yes, and what was the name of your high school band? I'm just curious.
Hit and Run.
Hit and run.
Yeah.
We got that from a Def Leppard song, you know.
Opening up for Extreme. No. Anything but that. All right, Craig, let me put you on hold. We want to get your info, and we'll give you a call, and we'll try to track her down for you after the new year.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. I always got Extreme, and let me see if I can find this other song.
I've got another one to add to the whole ex-boyfriend thing.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Go for it.
It's this particular gym. Can I say the name of a gym?
Yeah, why not?
If I drive by an LA Fitness, I cringe and I can't look at it. Like, I hate driving by LA Fitnesses because that's all he did all the time was go to the gym, talk about the gym, this about the gym, meeting this girl at the gym, seeing my friends at the gym, blah, 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 the gym, LA Fitness this, LA Fitness that, blah, 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 blah. So if I even see an LA Fitness, logo, I want to throw up. I just want to vomit because I'm so tired of the gym.
I always used to get this man Extreme confused with this one.
Mr. Oh, yeah, Big. What's this one? Oh, Mr. Big. Maybe that's what I was thinking of, with the long hair.
He had like a schnoz like mine. He looked like a really hip Kenny G. He looked like a hip Kenny G.
I don't know this song.
Old school.
I was in like middle school, so you were in the womb.
Oh, God, y'all shut up.
Good morning, Gina. You're on Q100. Hi.
Yeah, hi. My husband is the ex-husband Antichrist.
Okay.
And every time I hear Ozzy Osbourne talk, sing, or even look at him, I want to literally pull my eyelashes out.
Oh, oh damn. God. That would hurt.
I'm so mad right now. Oh, my God.
I mean, this guy was psycho.
Let's add that to our list.
Oh, dude.
Psycho.
Awesome. Where are your eyelashes?
We're going to add that to our list.
I did. I want to pull my eyelashes out. I'm serious.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.